Killjoy is a brand that has been around in South Africa for years, and they are doing some very interesting things. I actually thought it would be worthwhile talking to the guy who's at the head of it, and that is Jonathan Hurwitz. We're going to get him in a second. He is the CEO at Telljoy, and he's going to tell us about some things that they're doing. And I love this because we live in a country of innovators, and people are hard-pressed at the moment. They need stuff. They need to get things done. They need to have connection to the internet, to information, to TV, to all that kind of stuff. And yet, for many people, it's become an issue of like, got to have the money. So I think it's probably a good idea to also catch up a little bit on the history of this really, really important brand in South Africa. So Jonathan Hurwitz has been at the Telljoy Group since 2014 in various roles. He's been the CEO since the end of 2019, and he's a qualified CA by profession. He's also worked in commerce as the financial manager of Denny Mushrooms. He also had a short stint in housewares before he moved over to Telljoy. So let us say hi this morning to Jonathan and find out all about what they're doing and how they're doing things differently. I mean, this is what I love, is to hear from people who are not just doing the obvious stuff. So, Jonathan, nice to see you. How are you?
All good, thank you. And you?
Good. It's good to have you here, and thank you for waking up so early to come and be with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, so Telljoy, everybody in South Africa knows the name of the company. And how long have they been around? Since 69?
Yeah. We are 55 years this month, actually.
Okay, you're not, but the company.
Yeah.
I'm not. You look like 35.
Slightly younger.
Yeah.
All right, so I mean, this is a pretty amazing thing, because if you think back, for those people who've been alive that long, and for anyone who reads a little bit of history, I mean, 1969 was when they landed men on the moon, right?
Correct.
I don't even know if we had TV in this country then.
No, we didn't. That was actually the catalyst. You know, our founder, Theo Ratstein, was listening to the moon landing on the radio.
Oh, really?
And he decided, well, if at that stage Rhodesia, Zimbabwe had TV, Telljoy can't resist it for much South Africa can't resist it for much longer.
Yeah.
So he put an ad in the paper without any products, nothing. I've actually got it hanging in my office.
Yeah.
And within a few weeks, we had thousands upon thousands of people who were prepared to fill in a little form on the bottom of an advert, and went and raised money between 69 and 75 to bring in the product. And we installed the first private television in 1974 in December.
That's amazing. Wow. I mean, that's real history, right?
Yeah.
I love the fact that we have brands in this country that have been around for so long that they've got these stories.
Mm.
And Telljoy is obviously one of them. But things have changed. And part of what that change is dealing with what's going on in the economy. People are a little bit, you know, hard-pressed, as I said earlier, to find ways to make their rand stretch a bit further. They're not going to say no to the stuff that they need and want. But you guys are actually making it possible for people to own and rent things a little more thoughtfully, a little differently to the way that they've done it before.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Tell me where this idea came from, and then explain the idea so that people who don't know can understand.
So I think initially, you know, there's been a few iterations over many years.
Yeah.
Initially, TV was the third most expensive thing in your house. It was your house, your car, your TV. So
right.
It was unaffordable to go buy for cash. So the rental model worked. At one stage, we were one of the biggest rental companies in the world. South Africans needed it. And between that time, 69-75, the government wouldn't allow TV to come in because they thought it was propaganda. And
the old regime.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we started just a straight rental business. Now, in those days, the sort of obsolescence of technical products like this wasn't so aggressive as it is now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the standard rental model, just guys would be, we've actually still got people on our base now who started with us in 75. And we realized with the increase of credit that people wanted ownership. So we developed, and in fact, we've trademarked rent to own. You'll see it all over the show, because that ownership is so important to South Africans. South Africans are brought up, you must own everything. Funny enough, the world is moving into a subscription economy. You know, none of us have bought music or content or TVs in many, many, many years. So, you know, the advent of the rent to own, early 2000s, we started that, and we saw a resurgence in the business, because at one stage we were unsure whether we wanted to continue this. We saw a resurgence in our model because of the ownership, and as a consequence, we've been able to bring in new product. People need a lot of stuff.
Just by the way, we're not just talking about TVs, right? No, I mean, South Africans want lots of different things, and some of those things you also don't need to own. But do you think the South African consumer actually understands credit?
No. So I don't. I think for the most part, people assume that you're buying it on your credit card. You're gonna take it home. You own it. You still owe the bank or whoever is giving you credit some money. You don't understand, because it falls into this mess of credit that you owe. You don't really understand the interest components of that. And we've become we've normalized credit, and people just are used to it. And I mean, household debt and the consumer spending is just through the roof.
No,
so it's
crazy.
A little bit upside down.
Absolutely.
The cost of living has gone absolutely crazy. So I don't think people understand. Our model is quite transparent in the sense that, you know, it's whatever it is, $299 over a period of time. It's got absolute flexibility. You can cancel, upgrade, or downgrade at any time, which is something that credit doesn't allow you to do. If you're going to buy a TV, as an example, on credit, and you want to get out of that, you have to sell it. You have to go get your settlement amount and then pay it down. Ours is a phone call. We come, collect, shake hands, and we move on. So it really is, you know, as we speak about, we speak a lot about software as a service and accessibility, and you know, Netflix and Spotify, you can cancel with a month's notice, same as us. So we are trying to sort of normalize the idea of appliances and household goods as a service, as opposed, so it's accessibility over, it's access over ownership, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And for most South Africans, they just want the use of the thing. I mean, it's starting to make more sense that you don't have to own the stuff. Now, what about insurance for these items? Because obviously for you guys, that must be a concern too.
Yeah.
You know, so you're giving someone the equipment, they're using it, they're paying you, but that doesn't mean they're looking after it. So is it insured? Because we know what people are like.
More often than not, it means they're definitely not looking after
it.
So you'll actually be surprised. That's where the nuance of rent to own is so important, because people believe in equity in their products. So they actually do look after it. It's a full maintenance lease. We cover everything from TV license, insurance, delivery, installation, and maintenance as part of an extended warranty.
Okay.
So we cover absolutely everything. And South Africans are quite proud people, and they do look after stuff. We do have
that's good news, right, Jack? We didn't expect that.
Yeah. Very good news.
Okay, great.
It sounded like there was potential for a lot of abuse, but thank you for disavowing us.
I know you came here to tell us a little bit about the history of Telljoy and about this this rent-to-own thing, but I think the best thing I've learned is that South Africans actually look after stuff. Good.
I do. Yeah, it's great.
Tell me quickly, what are the other kinds of products that you help people with? Because it's not just TVs. TVs are obviously a big part of that. And you could drive through rich neighborhoods and poor neighborhoods, and you see people have a satellite dish up. And TV is a big part of our lives in this country, right?
Absolutely. So we obviously earned our stripes in TV. We realized once we were in the home, people needed fridges, freezers, microwaves, dishwashers, washing machines, tumble dryers, beds. You know, just to mention, all of our products are all brand new. We never rent out secondhand or used items unless it's requested by the customer. But we do everything. We've got some gym equipment. We've got
I've got
a wife and three daughters. We've got a Dyson hair straightener in my house that is
those
used.
Things, you would prefer to rent to own those things, right? Because they. So yeah. Jeremy says here, look at this in the comments. My first color TV was rented via Telljoy. It was a 54-centimeter Telefunken. Changed to Gold Star after that. Was a big deal then. Very expensive too.
Oh, man.
That's cool, right?
I feel so nostalgic right now. The last time I heard Telefunken, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, you have been part of people's lives for a long time. This is what's so cool. But to go back to the hair straightener, I mean, these are important things for girls, right? They got to have them.
Well, absolutely. I think it's important for them, and it saves me a fortune because I don't have to send them to the salon all the time. So,
and if something goes wrong, you guys come and collect it. Bring a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll repair it. We'll bring a new one. Yeah.
I don't know how anyone who's buying things like that doesn't think that this is a more attractive option.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. And you actually do this, so you live this promise yourself.
Absolutely.
See, no, that's cool. It's a lot of CEOs, they say, this is what you must do, but then they do something different. I like the fact that you actually do this. And this is a good question from Carl. He says, what stops someone from filling a truck with Telljoy stuff, paying the first month, and then leaving? I mean, what stops people from doing that?
So, you know, nothing. We've got, I wouldn't say it's a rigorous vetting process. We're not a credit provider, so you're not going to find all the time, you're not going to find the typical, you know, DNA sample, 3 months bank statements, balance sheets, and all of that in order to get access to our product. You know, invariably, we trust that South Africans are honest. Mm. We've got a vetting process that we go through that is underpinned by your credit history elsewhere.
Right.
We take a view on certain customers, and there's nothing stopping anybody from.
Well, just if someone called Carl DeSantis tries to rent from
you. He's on the blacklist already.
Yeah, yeah.
Just put him on the blacklist. So lovely Lady Lee says, this couldn't have come at a better time for my household. We're in the market for a big ass TV. So you do have big ass TVs for lovely Lady
TVs. 100%.
Okay.
I love the emphasis on big ass.
Yeah, I like that. How big is it indeed? Okay, so a couple of things quickly. So you're focused on four elements that add value for South Africans. What are those before you go?
So when we spoke about it, accessibility, we want all South Africans to be able to have access to all those products that are important to them. Flexibility is important. There's no more important time than now for South Africans to feel like they aren't drowning in day-to-day. The ownership element is important. Right. I think that is the most critical. And then lastly, we've got the affordability. You know, we try always make sure that we are reasonably inexpensive relative to the market. It's very hard to compete with, you know, 10,000 TV against a $299 a month TV, you know. So we are priced very effectively. We do have a business to run. You know, we've got lots of value adds embedded in our model, which is again the reason why people don't necessarily always understand it. So we've got to do a better job at communicating those value adds, because
well,
I do think
part of what you're doing here.
Absolutely, 100%.
So listen, Jonathan, this is great. Carl just wants to reclaim some of his credibility. He says, we had to get 5 laptops for a project, but we didn't need them afterwards, so we got them from Telljoy. Fantastic option. So he might not be on that list of bad people after all. And he does seem to have returned them at some point.
No,
so that's
exactly
good news.
He must go through a rigorous vetting process, that one.
But I mean, 100%. that's an interesting idea. Laptops as well, right?
Yeah, we do
wow.
laptops, yeah.
Because I think for a lot of people, there might be something which they need a couple of these for, and then they don't need them afterwards, so you guys could give them to them for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come and rent them. That's sure. fantastic. But you could rent to own. What are the periods for this? 24 yeah. months, 36 months? Chilbrew wants
well,
to know.
Well, effectively, those terms are really just to get ownership, but it's really month to month. So
okay.
typically, we'll do a 24 and 36 months, but that period is only there. So that's the minimum period you need to get ownership. But really, it is month to month.
Richard wants to know, it would be great if you could add rent a spouse.
Ooh.
Defective models could be cancelled.
Yes.
Any ideas into that market?
Sure, I think we've got to speak to his wife and just let me know.
Yeah, I don't think Richard's married. Yeah, with that attitude, no, there's no way any woman's going to put up with
can't
him.
Can't be. And if he is, oh, I pray for that poor woman.
Absolutely.
I pray for her.
Love it. Okay, well, this is great and good to know. And congrats on so many years of being an important part of South Africa's environment, the fact that this is a brand that people know and love,
yeah,
and that you're doing amazing and innovative things in the market, which we need. So thank you very much. Nice to see you, Jonathan.
Cool, thank
really
you.
Good to have you
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
That's Jonathan Hurwitz from Telljoy.